This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. There are warnings of gales in White, Portland, Plymouth and Lundy. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Spain, 1005, expected Biscay with little change by 1800 Wednesday. High 40s, 1033, slow moving with little change. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. West backing southwest, 2 to 4. Fair. Good, occasionally moderate. North Atsira. Northwesterly, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. South Atsira. Northwesterly, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good, becoming poor later. 40s. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, east 3 to 5, fair, good. Fisher, north or northwest 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor later. Northeast German Bight, northeasterly becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Southwest German Bight, Humber, easterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Thames, Dover, northeast 5 to 7, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Northeast veering east 6 to gale 8, showers, good. Biscay, northeast veering east 4 to 6, but cyclonic and far south, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, northeast 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Northeast veering east 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Lundy. Showers, good, occasionally poor later. Irish Sea, east or northeast, 4 to 6, fair, good. Shannon, east backing northeast, 4 to 6, showers later in south, good, occasionally moderate later in south. Northwest Rockall, southeasterly 3 or 4, fair, good. Southeast Rockall, Mallon, southeasterly backing easterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Hebrides, south 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, south 4 to 6, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest 2 to 4, backing south 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasional rain, moderate, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, east-northeast, 2, 9 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast by north, 2, rain, 100 metres, 1031, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south, 4, 27 miles, 1031, now falling. Wick Automatic, southeast 1, 13 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 2, 19 miles, 1,032, falling slowly. Lucas, calm, 16 miles, 1,032, rising slowly. Boomer, northeast by north 1, 16 miles, 1,032, steady. Bridlington, north-northeast 4, 1,030, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 6, 2 miles, 1,021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 7, 5 miles, 1,019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 4, 1,020, now falling. Jersey, northeast 4, 9 miles, 1,018, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 1,020. Scilly Automatic, northeast 5, 9 miles, 1,022, now falling. Milford Haven, northeast 2, 7 miles, 1,025, now falling. Aberporth, northeast by east 4, 12 miles, 1,026, now falling. Valley, east-northeast 4, 14 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by north 2, 7 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Valentia, northeast by east 1, 12 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. And Malin Head, southeast by south 4, 27 miles, 1,030, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, a large area of high pressure centred over the North Sea, will maintain settled weather. Strong easterly or northeasterly winds will affect more southern waters of England and Wales, with gales in the far south and southwest during Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4 in west, otherwise southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 later in east. Fog patches in far northwest. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in far northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South 3 or less, backing southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later near Rattray Head. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northeasterly, veering easterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 and south, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeasterly, veering easterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 and south, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northeasterly, veering easterly, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first and south, fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly, veering easterly later, 5 to 7, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast, veering east, 5 to 7, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast, 5 to 7, veering east, 6 to gale 8, showers in west, good, occasionally moderate in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeast, veering east, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers near Land's End, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northeast, veering east later, 4 to 6, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East, 4 to 6, fair, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and south, veering easterly 4 or 5, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and south, veering easterly 4 or 5, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, banking east or southeast 3 or 4, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles. Southwest 2 to 4, veering south 3 or 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for the news at 1 a.m. with Roisin Hasty. In the meantime, on behalf of Tom Sanders in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihiwa.
Hello and welcome to the newsroom. I'm Celia Hatton. Coming up, the U.S. indictment of James Comey. Donald Trump's been openly pushing the Justice Department to prosecute the former FBI director. Mr. Comey says he'll fight back.
Well, they're back. This time about a picture of seashells on a North Carolina beach a year ago. And this won't be the end of it. But nothing has changed with me. I'm still innocent. I'm still not afraid.
Plus, King Charles speaks in front of the U.S. Congress. We'll go live to Washington. Mali's ruler appears in public for the first time since insurgents tried to seize power.
My dear fellow countrymen, now is more than ever the time to show confidence in our armed forces who are engaged in a complex struggle against terrorism.
And
they're very territorial and aggressive animals, so they are displacing our native species, the manatees and the caimans, from the lakes where they live.
A new future for 80 hippos in Colombia. Stay with us.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. The former head of the FBI, James Comey, has been charged with threatening the life of President Trump in a social media post last year. The indictment stems from an image Mr. Comey shared on Instagram showing the number 8647, which prosecutors say was a coded call to assassinate Mr. Trump. Daniel Bush reports from Washington.
Speaking at a news conference, the acting attorney general Todd Blanche and the current FBI director Kash Patel argued that Mr. Comey's social media post amounted to a serious threat to President Donald Trump. Legal experts say Mr. Comey's post is free speech and protected by the First Amendment. This isn't the first indictment against the former FBI director. The Justice Department charged Mr. Comey in a separate case last year, but it was thrown out by a judge. Critics also say the new charges are another attempt by President Trump to weaponize the Justice Department against his opponents.
Mr. Comey issued a statement saying he was still innocent and still not afraid. King Charles has delivered a historic address